Hi, this is Justin, and that's Jillian.
Hey, and that's Justin. It's not gonna work.
You ruined it.
It's not gonna work that way. We already did it that way because I legitimately flubbed the first time.
Trying to recreate the magic of the opening that we lost.
That's Dirk over there.
That's Dirk.
It's me, guys. I'm way over here.
I love that. Love the noises that
people
makes.
Will think that was me.
Yeah, it's it was. Way over there. That's because it was.
Yeah.
It reminded me, you know, of like a clown, the clown horn.
Yeah.
Right, but if you do it like this, yeah. like.
You guys ever wonder like how the clown look came to be, as though like this is what's funny, guys, this is what's really funny, and then it's like terror,
it really is makeup. Scary like I don't know, I have seen some clowns where it's like, oh, like that looks like just like a yeah. fun just a
Doesn't
fun
it
party clown
have it have its root in like French comedy.
I don't know.
I think clowning comes from French comedy.
Maybe.
That would make sense.
There is a show I watch that explores that a little bit.
Huh.
Is it Baskets?
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
It is. I love that show. It's great. It's like a hidden gem.
I've never even heard of that.
It's with Zach Galifianakis, and it's actually directed and created by
this.
The guy who did Portlandia and Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job.
You have told me about
but
that.
But it's not as zany. It's like a more kind of strange...
Mm-hmm.
Bakersfield family.
Yeah. Also,
I know Karen Kilgariff.
Yes, wrote some of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool! Wow, mm-hmm.
It's odd to me that two people out of this group, because the odds are against that show, that not a lot of people would actually watch it,
mm-hmm.
and two out of the three have watched it, and you have at least heard of the people involved with it.
Yeah.
I think that says something about our friendship.
Maybe we should write a song about. Baskets. An underwater basket weaving. Which sounded so exotic to me.
Underwater basket weaving?
Like, can't you see, like, this intense, like, scuba diving with the sharks and, like, you got a timer, you know, you gotta, like, or maybe you're snorkeling and you have to, like, dive down and weave some baskets mm-hmm. before you run out of air.
Like a game show? Like,
where,
like, if you lose, you die?
That's what I envisioned, underwater basket weaving, and then I looked it up and it's way less cool than that.
But it's always used as the offhanded joke of, like, new professors at a junior college.
Always. That's exactly
it gets brought up as, like, I know you guys are taking this course, but you'd rather be taking underwater basket weaving.
Yep.
Hold
yep.
for
or
applause.
This is an underwater basket weaving.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, we both had those same experiences, too.
We definitely did.
Wow.
What a niche thing. Like, that's
only 90s kids.
I was born in 95. I remember a lot about being a young kid, but would you consider me a 90s kid, born in 95? That's like kind of the cutoff, isn't it? You got to kind of live through the 90s.
The reason why you get grafted in my opinion, is there were a lot of things that continued on, but their own iteration. So my version of Power Rangers is different from your version of Power Rangers, but we both have Power Rangers.
Yeah.
My version of Ninja Turtles... OG Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Yours not so much, but
that's
hey,
interesting.
We still got some kind of bond there.
Yeah.
You know, I bet we can do that. Like, your era of The Simpsons was different than my era of The Simpsons.
In the way that I
even
never
though it was
watched
the same
it.
Show. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, even though it was the same show, it really wasn't the same show.
And then there's me, who is from 92.
1892, to be clear.
Yeah. Honestly.
Burn.
Okay. No, absolutely not. I take it as a compliment because my toys were sticks and rocks. Because I should be a 90s kid, but I don't relate to any of the 90s kids memes. None of that stuff because I didn't have it.
Uh-huh.
I know. That a goober is a peanut.
Oh, this. Yeah, no, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I mean,
joined that voting late in the group chat. I had no idea the vote was going on until probably days after.
But did you have an idea?
Oh, I did. I voted that I knew what it was.
Yeah. And you know what was funny is I told Matt. I told him because he didn't know. And he's like, oh, man, it makes that joke in SpongeBob like another level. And I was like, and he explained to me the context of it. And I was
goober?
Like, I said, Matt, that is the joke.
Mm-hmm.
That the mascot is a peanut because it's the goob or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the entire joke. Yeah. It doesn't make it deeper. It makes it the joke.
Like, I know the word goober for like three different sources. Like,
yeah.
Like it's almost an academic level for me. First, there's right. the Andy Griffith Show, which inspires your curiosity as to what is mm-hmm. what's a gomer and what a goober, because there's a character named Gomer and Goober, yes. Goober Pyle.
Yep.
And so you look that up and you're like, oh, Goober actually is a peanut. That's interesting. And he mm-hmm. probably got that name because he eats peanuts or something weird like that. And then another thing is there was a song that I posted.
Eating Goober Peas.
Oh, yeah,
Goober
yeah, yeah.
Peas, I watched that. Johnny Cash. Yeah, Johnny Cash.
And mm-hmm. the other guy. And the other guy. Sure.
And there's like a food that's like chocolate covered goobers or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
or there's, I ran into a bunch of people who, Goober is like a brand for uh-huh. like peanut butter and jelly that's mixed together already. Now,
okay, that's, like my dad would get that and just uh-huh. eat that right out of the jar. And
yeah.
and it was like, it was called like jelly and goober or something like yeah. that. I mean, that paired with the SpongeBob knowledge, should have known.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all around you.
Yeah.
I feel like I grafted so much world knowledge from television shows making jokes that
mm-hmm.
I just had to piece together. And yeah. then like every one out of like 10 things, you end up getting this like concrete idea of something that's actually wrong. Yeah. Like you start to believe goober actually means pinky finger or something stupid like that.
I can think of specific times where like I would use a word in a yeah. sentence and my friend would be like, that's not what that means. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, it is. But like it's because I like learned it through context clues.
It happened yeah. on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. What word?
And you were right and I was wrong, but I edited it out.
what was the situation? I don't remember.
Yeah, I said ingot and you said it's aglet.
Aglet and yeah. the tip of your shoelace.
Yeah. And an ingot is a real thing.
It's
but
a rock.
In listening, I was like, oh, Justin was right and I was wrong, but it's not helpful to the podcast anyway, so I'm going to cut it out.
And he'll never get the satisfaction.
And in general, I do cut out things that make us look stupid.
Yeah, oh, no, I appreciate
that's
for
that's
all of nice. Us.
Yeah, that's as long as nice.
Unless I'm listener mad at one knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Justin was a freaking jerk this episode.
A highlight reel of all the times Justin's been wrong from other episodes.
So, man, I don't know. We had to redo that intro so many times. Did we say, this is right place, right time. We write a song every episode. And it can be about anything. And about whatever we want. And yeah. today, we're feeling a little silly. You could say Frisky. We're feeling like goobers.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like a goofy goober.
So, that's something from my childhood back in the 1890s.
Have any of you guys actually had like the passing thought of what it would be like to be a comedian?
Absolutely. I think about that a lot.
Yeah. I don't have yeah. any real... I know I will never do that. But uh-huh. in my mind, would I be able to write a set?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to perform it?
I have thought about that.
You know,
what does it look like to write yeah. a joke? Like, sit down and write a set?
Yeah. And then there's times when, in these kinds of conversations even, I'll be like, oh, that would be a great start to a routine.
Yeah. I kind of live my life that way, thinking... It's like I have like this underlying like deep-seated dream yeah. to be a comedian, but
oh
it's like
gosh.
I don't want to really,
uh-huh.
you know, but it's like
I have zero desire. Like,
really?
Zero.
I don't know. Maybe it's like all the podcasts I listen to are
yeah.
all
yeah.
comedians, you know, and the way they riff off of each other, it mm-hmm. makes me want to be that way, like yeah. riff off things.
I love that zone of thinking.
Yeah.
That you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And that
to
makes
be
me...
on stage. As a comic, I have zero desire to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but just be a funnier person.
There was a song that we would sing at my little Christian school when I was a kid, and I hated it. And it would be so banned in the era of COVID because you would spread so much saliva in singing it. And it was called Kids Under Construction. Every like lyric ended with a hard T.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
And you'd have to intentionally enunciate the T. So you'd go, maybe the paint is still wet. And you'd spit onto the other kids, that's, basically.
Wow.
And that was the whole song, is because you're saying and you're like spitting at people. And I hated it so much, but the teacher just got so much joy out of that song. I don't know why.
That's really weird, dude. Like, yeah. thinking about that in the lens of, like, our day and age right now.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. That was the same teacher who would go through every student's lunch and make sure there was fruit in it. And if there was something unhealthy, she would take that unhealthy thing out and make you eat fruit before you could eat that.
We live that... in a nanny police state.
I hate that. I hate the sound of that so much.
Yeah.
Gosh. Who is this lady?
Her last name actually had the word school in it. I'm not even joking.
So there was a lady at my school. Uh-huh. She wasn't like, she was just a mom and her kids went there.
Oh.
But she took one of our books that was a kid's book and it had lots of illustrations with women wearing pants and there was a ballerina.
Oh.
And there might have been a girl wearing a swimsuit. But
tiny
she went,
little drawings.
Tiny little drawings. Uh-huh. Little tiny. And like fingernail size. And she colored over them with a black Sharpie to have wrist length sleeves.
Yeah.
And ankle length dress. The collar was all the way up to the chin. It was so weird because nobody knew she did this. But I was looking through this book. I know. I was looking through this book, like reading it. She did a really good
I'm
job.
I'm imagining literally like an art forger's microscope,
yeah.
Like lens.
No, she
thing.
Had like cloth folds. Yeah. She like, and so I'm looking, I was like, this is really weird. Cause it's like, she's doing ballet in this, you know, Amish dress. And then I get to looking and I was like, oh no, I can see a little bit underneath it. And she's wearing a tutu and everything.
I think it would be cool to go along and write a song of the teacher that is on a power trip.
Okay, yeah.
We are gonna write a song. It won't take this long. When we are finished, you can sing along. It might be happy. It could be super sad. It'll be a masterpiece or end up really bad.
Found the right place
at just the right time.
Speaking of scarring stories from our kindergarten past,
uh-huh.
I have the mother of them all. First day of school ever, never went to preschool, went to kindergarten. First day of kindergarten, our teacher says, you're going to be leaving your pencil boxes overnight. And not only that, you go to kindergarten every other day. So there's a whole other class that's in there the next day.
Mm.
And this pencil box had a penguin on it and it was blue. The box was blue, which I loved, and the pencil box was a penguin. It's like my first piece of property that you
treasure.
Get to take somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And it's yours. It's like your, you know.
And your school supplies are kind of sacred.
Yeah.
Especially at the beginning of the year.
And my first day of school ever.
Yeah.
And when she said this, I was like, no, like, I'm not leaving this overnight.
I imagine Derek, you raise your hand, you're like, excuse me. Did I mishear you?
Please
no.
Redefine leaving behind. This is my box, ma'am. Unless you can assure me two armed guards protecting my pencil box. No, I didn't go that far, but I made it very clear that I was going to take my box home.
Uh-huh.
And so she said, that's it. Go to the back of the room. So the first day I got sent to the back room.
No,
that's not where the story ends.
Oh, boy.
So I go to the back room as punishment. And after an hour, she forgets about me. So I'm back there for more than an hour, head down, sweaty desk. Eventually, I kind of lift my head up, and I just start playing with Magna Doodle. She finally comes back like 2 hours later, finds me. You're playing with the Magna Doodle? You're supposed to be being punished. And then rest of the day, for literally more than half of the school day, I was in the back room by myself being punished on my first day of school ever.
Wow.
And then my mom comes, you know, and take a picture of my first day at school, and I'm in tears.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't until just recently, like a year ago, that my mom found out this backstory to why I was so upset that day.
Mm.
And in my mind as a kid, I believed that she knew already.
Right.
That I had explained it or that she knew it.
Huh.
And so for this whole like long stretch of my life until just like last year, she had no idea that that was the real story.
Dude, that makes me want to go like talk to my mom about things that maybe she doesn't know about at school. Right, this is supposed to be a feel-good episode.
Yeah, this is not feel-good.
I have one of those stories later.
We kind of want to write a song about having to do with rules and authority and someone, some kind of figure or character who maybe abuses that power or...
Oh my gosh, this is turning too topical.
I know. I'm like, how do we make it seem like for sure we're not supporting all the awful things happening right now?
You guys are twisting what I'm saying. I know. I'm thinking of like a
down with George Washington.
I'm thinking of like a cartoon character who's a mean security guard at a school. I honestly
security guard.
I am thinking of the security guard at one of the high schools I went to in specifically. That's who I have in my head right now.
Yeah. What have you been playing anything?
No.
At all? No. Usually you got some tune rolling around your head.
Too serious.
Huh?
That's pretty great. Too serious.
Really? No, I got it. Dude, that sounds right.
Too angsty. I'm just kidding,
it's the
Julie.
Same thing.
I'm just kidding.
Justin,
you're strumming more. I'm joking. This is a joke.
Oh, I know. Wait. Hold on. I know what Justin wants.
No, don't do this. Don't do this.
I thought that's a suggestion
like in every episode.
Yeah. What if you just do one strum?
Whatever.
Is this what you're liking?
All right, look. I'm dishing it out. Now you're giving it back. And it hurts. And I'm sorry.
Yikes.
Just tell me what to type, and I will type. And if I come up with something, I will type also. That's not how you spell big meanie. I cannot type today. Meanie on a power trip. Those aren't lyrics.
That's the name of the song. Big meanie on a power trip.
Okay, realistically, timeline for when you have to be gone.
I'd like to be leaving around 8:30.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Dude, we can write a silly song in not a long time.
Okay. So what's the experience of a student going into a class?
Something that could be course related, something that we all learn in school. We always have a presentation of the firemen and we learn to stop, drop, and roll. So maybe that could be us confronting this power trip teacher or parent or whatever with, you need to stop, drop, and roll with that attitude. So it could be like the things that we're learning in a classroom, like subject wise, but also we're learning that adults are people and flawed too.
It always provides a structure for us when we do something like that, where it's like a thing of threes. Mm-hmm. And so stop can be its own part of the song. Drop can be its own part of the song. Mm-hmm. And roll can be like roll with it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cool, just roll with
it. Hey, just relax. Chillax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The fire that we're witnessing is literally, we see the smoke coming from our teacher. Like we see the flames under the skin about to burst kind of thing. Like that's what we're observing in the first part of the verse.
Mm-hmm. Or even smoke coming out of the ears.
Yeah. Hey.
As you said it,
Justin wrote it. I don't know who to credit that line to.
Because I was typing it before she said it, just saying.
It's very important that we give credit where credit's due.
Okay, Looney Tunes, you get the credit.
So like a teacher is upset with student or students for all in all just being kids.
No more teachers, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. I'm kidding. No, don't worry. I said that wrong.
I like when you get on a roll like that because most of it ends up sticking, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, fifth grade poetry. I mean, we're in a school setting right now anyways.
I know. Fine. You have your melancholy corny, and then my phrase for myself is fifth grade poetry. Okay, so her mission is to try to teach you something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as a teacher.
Ooh, but the lesson we learn is actually
conflict
how flawed human beings are.
Yeah.
How not to be.
Yeah, the lessons that we learned.
Yeah, lesson learned, I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more, she taught us, it wasn't on her school agenda.
Syllabus.
Syllabus.
There we go.
Curriculum syllabus.
At the beginning, we talk about it being a silly song, and we always have a good chance of diverting from it being super silly and turning into something more melancholy. Mm-hmm. I'm always okay with that.
40 minutes.
I know.
can the lesson we learn is that teacher who is on a power trip, the lesson that we learn is that they are only human?
I think there is a it's kind of a coming of age moment. A coming of age moment for a kid when you learn that adults aren't necessarily any better
right
than
you, morally speaking?
I was just having this conversation. I think that is when you become an adult, is when you can see your parents as humans.
Yeah, because when you're a kid, you see every person that's bigger and older than you mm-hmm. as the absolute authority on you to some degree. You've got the baton, you've got the yardstick.
Get in line.
But if we compile a bunch of stuff that you're taught in school or things you have to do in school, I bet we can pick mm-hmm. some.
If we do the learning that the teacher's only human, maybe that my parents are only human, and then the last line be, I'm only human.
So the progression is, initially we have a natural desire to kind of like question the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we evolve to understand that they're just doing the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
But some are on a power trip and some aren't, you know? And I think it's a weird place to be, because we're trying to have both sides played with, you know, both sides explored.
You know what? I think I threw in a dividing line, and we can leave out that.
The human part?
Yeah.
Okay, just trying to make it through the day. Not gonna be hassled.
Where's the fire, dude?
Okay.
When someone says, where's the fire, that normally means slow down, huh?
Okay.
But
I wasn't sure if you're trying to be like casually like calling a fireman a fire dude.
No.
I wasn't sure.
No.
Where's the fire dude? So you know how, sorry, I know I do this, but you know how in 1984... there's this whole idea of trying to teach you that 2 + 2 does not equal 4.
Yeah. I already kind of like where you're going.
And I think there's something really there, that we're sitting in a class trying to learn, like, something basic. Even though, like, obviously that would be taught to kindergartners, that 2 + 2 = 4, that's now in our collective unconscious. And the lyric could be something starting with 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, sit in this class anymore.
2 + 2 = 4.
Doesn't always equal 4.
Mm-hmm. I like the direction. I definitely really do. This is going to be another brick in the wall. It's going to be our version.
Exactly. That's what I was, when you wrote that, I was like, maybe this will be inspirational to what you wrote. Can it fit to have it to be, she says, 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4. I don't know if that fits lyrically, but I like it so that we're interpreting her words to mean that.
Mm-hmm. Can we take your story of day one
uh-huh.
of school?
Yeah.
And like, already there's stuff that's wrong. Like,
yeah.
Day one, get in line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna leave your box behind, but that can be interpreted weird.
Leave your things behind.
Yeah.
I like that day one thing.
Yeah, that might be too specific.
Yeah.
We
got a set of rules to learn.
Get in line. Get your school supplies, which would be a like a near rhyme, and it would continue with that kind of like.
We're gonna. Yeah.
Get in line. Get your school supplies later. Da, 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 da. We could add in something about the ruler.
Would that be day one? Get in
line. Get your school supplies.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like another song.
Something about like follow the leader. Get your school supplies.
Day one. Get in line. Follow the leader. Get your school supplies.
Not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Get in line, follow the leader, get your school supplies. If we're going to use raise your hand,
mm-hmm.
raise your hand and not your voice.
Okay.
Because I feel like that is definitely something that is taught. That's an attitude.
And choice will rhyme with voice. You don't have a choice.
Noise.
Oh my gosh. Back to Key and Peele.
Kind of talking from their perspective of the teacher or the person mm-hmm. on the power trip, right?
Not necessarily. Right, I think we are rehearsing what we've been told. as the student.
Mm.
Yeah.
So these are the things that I'm being told.
Yes, that's how I interpret it as well.
Yeah.
So yes, it's kind of coming from the teacher, but it's still our inner observations about it all.
So verses are going to be the, this is what I'm being told, this is what I'm being told, this is what I'm being told. And then chorus is, well, this doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
Because she says that 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4.
Yeah.
And so just like, how can I trust anything she says? Because there is no absolute truth.
Yeah.
And
for some reason, I feel like it should be, it's not a choice, but I don't know how you feel about that. It's okay if you'd rather have it be. It's,
yeah, it fits with the...
Could you separate, I think the day one and then raise your hand, I think those lines can be verse one.
I see. Okay.
Cool.
Like very easily.
That's good. So then day two.
Could we do like day 100?
Yeah. Or
okay.
What if it's, I don't know if this is confusing, but what if it's day one again, but it's a we don't say it's a different year, but it's totally a different first day of school.
Hmm.
Or is that too confusing?
I think it might be too confusing.
Okay.
I like that idea.
If we were making a music video,
yes.
It could work.
Yeah.
Totally.
First day of sixth grade, then first day of freshman year.
Because that's how I think we could do the song, is like the first day of all those years.
Right.
I feel weird. That's the reason I say that is because I like day one, how it sounds and how it rolls.
Me too, yeah.
And so doing day two sounds, not real. Like it wouldn't really be day two. And day 100 sounds arbitrary.
It's, yeah, and it's too many syllables.
Next day.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a compromise, I feel like, but it might be the best.
Next day, next day or
another
the
day.
Next day one.
Another day.
Another day I like the most, I think.
And maybe even no A, just another day. You don't have to do that. See, we're rebelling against proper English in our song as part of this meta.
That's funny because another has come up in like a debate before with me and a teacher.
That's funny. Another day.
A whole nother level.
Yeah.
Oh, whole nother level.
Yep.
It was, I say that
it
a
was,
lot.
It was my Facebook quote, or yearbook quote. And she's like, okay, I mean, yeah, but how do we write that? What? Like,
quite
it's okay.
Simply.
Another.
Yeah.
You put a, you know.
Apostrophe.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yep.
Don't question.
Yep.
Don't choice. Question.
But that's exactly the kind of, that's the kind of annoying, annoying structure that bothers me is someone that has a problem with that.
Yeah.
Maybe not for this, but maybe for like a verse later or a bridge or something. As if we're doing a bridge. it could be one day. Like as a hoping or dreaming or
like
longing for something.
Like a turnaround kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I gotcha. Yeah. That can be how we end it or the second to last verse out of like the 10 verses we're totally going to write.
I really like that flips day one.
Uh-huh. I do too.
Backwards. Yeah. Yep. Let's say we're in high school.
Uh-huh.
So what are some things in high school that were taught and...
Or it could be something like got to make the grade or doesn't have to go that route. But there is this built-in carrot, you know, of achievement.
What about another day, try to do my best?
Mm-hmm.
Can we rhyme best with question? Like kind of do that rollover
if thing? You think you can.
Gonna try my best or just try my best?
Gonna try my best. And if that becomes... You know, it goes for all of these things. If it can't fit, then you're going to have to, you know, cut it a little. So what was the...
Okay, we're going to...
Question.
But I think the second one out
we
of the three...
In the
going to pass that test, going to ace that test, going to take the test.
Yeah.
Put to the test.
Put to the test is good because that kind of ambiguifies it.
Like you were saying, getting caught up in trying to do your best... And can't stop to ask a question or something like that.
Day one, get in line for... Oh, it's a lot to cram in there.
Like, it's a lot of words, yeah. It works.
Okay.
But...
Get in line, follow the leader, get your school supplies. Raise your voice. listen to me, it's not a choice.
So with Put Me to the Test, it's not going to work. Question yep. isn't okay. going to work.
So you do want to rhyme something like rest or test or best with question, right? That was the idea. It's still a possibility if we save rest or test or best for like the next line or something.
How about we just put there's no time to rest. And then we start off with a new thing.
Okay.
Because we need a second part to this verse.
Yes, we do.
I want to progress to like a more mature observation. Like you're encouraged to participate, but your version of participation, if it goes against what they want, is wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There was a time in fifth grade, there was an assembly, and one of the kids in my class didn't want to clap. He was not enthused by any of the stuff that they're showing us, whatever. And all the kids are clapping and screaming, blah, 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 because it's some money prize thing. If you win, if you sell 100, whatever. And what my teacher was like, you have to clap. And this kid was like, okay. And so then the next thing happens, and he was like pounding away on his hands. Yeah. And it was the loudest clap in the entire gym. And then he got in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, perfect example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very much in line with what I'm saying, where, like, he was thinking on his own, like, why I'm not enthused by this carrot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a participation grade.
Uh-huh.
Like, you get a grade for participation. But, yeah. If it's not exactly correct, you get a bad grade for that. So maybe we could...
Yeah, let's go that route.
Yeah, like a grade...
Graded on
everything,
even
participation.
Graded on if we're late. Graded on if we participate.
What about how?
On how we participate?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how they participate? I think that can be the end of verse 2.
Yeah,
I think that could
musically, the way it's in my head at least,
okay. It pans. I trust you guys. So participate is the end?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
It could be even on how we participate.
Mm-hmm.
But we just leave it for now.
Yeah, like graded.
I can switch we'll that around. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so one day, can we just take some of the word pictures that we've made and just flip them? Like, one day I'll step out of line, think for myself.
Keep going.
I'll use my voice. I don't know.
I got my own supplies.
I'll lies. I don't know.
Oh, that's a little too like.
It's a little
emo,
too much.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring my own supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Because it's responding to get your school supplies.
Yeah, we'll just know that our supplies are knowledge that we've accrued on our own.
Yeah, street.
Street smarts
from the street.
Street cred. One day, I'll step out of line. Think for myself. The timing is so weird. Yeah. Think for myself. I'll use my voice. I'll bring my own stuff.
Think for myself. I don't know about use my voice now.
Yeah. Bring my own surprise. Bring my own surprise.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
I'll use my voice can be shoved down to start the next thing.
I agree.
Yeah. So...
We mentioned late in that last one.
Yeah.
Can we do something like it's better Nate? Wow. It's better Nate. Better
never.
Late than... Yeah. Better late than never. Something like that.
Maybe.
I know we don't have a lot of time, so, but I was thinking about this story where this student has this idea of evolving to where, oh, right, I finally found my own voice. And then he ends up, or she ends up becoming a teacher and and is literally in that exact same position.
Yep.
Because that's kind of your story a little bit, Jillian. Like, sort of. Like, you've developed all these thoughts along the way and questioned things, sort of. And now you're in that position of being a teacher who understands the values of some rules and has to follow what the school system says. And
I've never felt persecuted by schools or teachers necessarily. I'll look to the future, but learn from the past. I'll use my voice to make change that lasts.
Oh, I like that.
And I think that is sentiment that most viewpoints can resonate with.
Well, of us three or just
us,
everyone?
But other viewpoints as well.
Uh-huh. You know, the thing is, like, I bet it's more than likely that every person who works in education goes into it with, like, a good intention. But then, you know, that maybe they're...
You get burnt out.
They're graded down by 30 years of disrespectful teenagers and stuff. And then they become, you know, like...
Yeah.
That is the chorus, isn't it?
No.
That's not the chorus?
That's the last verse.
It's the last verse. So we still have one more gap plus maybe a bridge, but maybe not a bridge.
I don't think we need a bridge.
I know. I'm just saying.
I think the chorus will be
act
sufficient.
As that connecting point. Yeah.
Yep.
We're on the chorus now, right?
Yeah. Or that's what I thought.
I can't. Well, yeah. I can't trust her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do the they so it's not?
Yeah. They, you know, say. Specifically, yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. See, this is where I would fit in the rewritten history kind of line. Mm.
But the syllabus part, but the next line.
Yeah, that's really not the next line though. It's a line, but it's not the next line.
It could be.
Okay.
But I can't trust what's on the syllabus something more or...
Yeah, any more.
Okay. Yeah. It'll work.
Okay.
Core.
Or even in the books anymore. Do we need more?
At least two more lines.
Okay, I'm great with that then. Okay.
What about, like, they say they care? Like, let's do make sure that this is... You know, we are still in school.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they care about attendance records and test scores and...
Yeah.
They say they want us there.
Oh.
Sitting in our chair. I don't know. To make things clear.
To make things fair.
But see, where I'm going with them to make things clear is... their version of what their opinion is on things is what's ultimately going to be taught to you. You get what I'm saying? Where I'm going is you think you're learning the overall truths that everyone else is learning, but more often than not, you might really be learning the perspective of an individual.
Yeah, let's make this the dissonance between they say they want us here, but what?
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
they make us... fearful, you know, let's I think I'm getting stuck because we're getting a more global perspective and we can do that. I'd rather not.
Oh, I know we're just at the very last part of it, right. So we're exploring, okay, this is the last thing we're going to be able to say, and so I think that's why it's scattered a little bit, or trying to rein things in. So to make things clear,
a basic thing for fear is just it'll be they want our fear.
Ooh.
We've just learned to fear. We've learned to fear.
Yeah, the lesson that we learn is fear.
Yeah.
Can we change that first thing to they say they want to make things clear. Maybe that they want us here, but we get I can see, gosh, this is tough because if this is a chorus, this is what I'm playing in between verses. Yeah, just do, but the lesson we learn is fear. Yeah, something like that.
Yes,
I
make things
but the
clear.
Only the only lesson
they want us here.
We learn is fear.
We're calling the song Big Meanie on a Power Trip.
Absolutely. Do not change that.
I'm okay if we do keep it that
way. Click unentitled document up there. There we go. Let's do it.
Okay, so how do we want to sign off?
Listener, thank you for listening. We're going to go eat dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're hungry.
And use the air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh. As always, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And also, if you're a teacher, we don't hate you. At least I don't hate you. I don't know about these two. But thank you for what you do.
So I will say a little something on that.
Yeah.
Most teachers that I had, I disliked. The ones that I liked, I really liked because they really went over and above and beyond, I mean. And the people, the teachers I know in my day-to-day life, you're cool. Yeah. This has been Right Place, Right Time.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Bye. Day one, get in line, follow the leader, get your school supplies. Raise your hand and not your voice, listen to me, it's not a choice. They say 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, so I can't trust their books anymore. They say all we want is to make things clear, they want us here, there's no need to fear. Another day gone. Tried my best, put me to the test, there's no time to rest. We're graded on if we're late and how we choose to participate. They say 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, so I can't trust their books anymore. They say they really want us here, let's hope that lasts till the end of the year. Step out of line, I'll think for myself and bring my own supplies. I'll look to the future, but learn from the past. I'll use my voice to make change last. They say 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, so I can't trust their books anymore. They say all they want is to make things clear, they want us here. They say 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, so I can't trust their books anymore. They say all they want is to make things clear that they want to see. They say 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, so I can't trust their books anymore. They say all they want is to make things clear, they want to say watch out, I'm a pioneer. You know, you know.